Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And if you've been catching any of the prior shows that I've hosted, we've been talking on those shows recently about just adding some extra income to your bottom line. Monthly income, passive income to your bottom line, maybe just from one single family house. That could be $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month. More if you buy more houses, maybe you get into multifamily. And really been taking this from the perspective of inflation in particular, because we know we're all being hit pretty hard. In fact, we just went on an RV trip. I'm coming from you out in the field, so to speak. And place I came to June of 2020, so I made this trip just about a year ago. It cost me a lot more to get down here this year. But the question then I have for you is, you have this opportunity to become a real estate investor. We've been talking about it for years. What is stopping you? Well, for a lot of people, it comes down to fear. Fear can stop you from doing all those things in your life that you've dreamed about, not necessarily just real estate investing, but building a better life is what I'm talking about. Creating passive income through residential real estate investing, or in my case, traveling, maybe buying that RV and hitting the road. So I am on the road again, and in fact, I'm coming to you from Port Aransas. This is Mustang Island, is where the town of Port Aransas is located, a little bit, northeast of Corpus Christi, and we're at an RV park on the beach, essentially. My wife and son said, hey, I'm getting ready to kick off the radio show. You guys get out of here. They got their gear together and walked down the boardwalk straight to the beach. Great place to be. In fact, again, this is where we stayed about a year ago. And I had the opportunity, by the way, a year ago to interview some of the local investors we know here in Corpus Christi, Cliff and Kathy. I don't have them on today. They will be doing an interview later, I think in a couple weeks, with David Ruzica. So be sure and check that out if you're interested in hearing what they've been up to and what's going on in Corpus. That'll be a good show for you to catch if you want to invest in Corpus. And a lot of members, Lifestyles Unlimited members, are investing here. Cliff and Kathy, they're local. But we have a number of folks from other parts of Texas that are buying and managing multifamily syndications right here in Corpus and some of the sundry towns, Rockport, just down the road here. But to come back to fear, and in our case, RVing, I want to bring this as an analogy for you. One of our big fears finally happened. If you caught some earlier shows, you know, we went all the way to the East Coast to DC from Dallas-Fort Worth. That's about a 3,500-mile trip, the route we took there and back again, 3,500 miles that we put on this very RV where I'm sitting right now. Well, now we make it's about 400-mile trip south from Dallas-Fort Worth, and on those same RV tires. Logged grand total of about 8,300 miles, and well, it finally happened. That thing that my wife and I have feared, literally feared, it happened. We had the dreaded blowout. And I will tell you that when it comes to imagination and fear, sometimes our imagination, you know, we picture things way worse than reality. Now, I'm coming to you, so obviously we survived the incident. In fact, neither of us knew we had an issue. There was an odd sound. And my wife said, hey, what was that? I thought I was driving over some of those rumble strips that tell you to slow down. As we were getting to the causeway, I looked out my left side mirror and I saw some stuff flying around, saw that my bumper was hanging off. And I said, you know, I think we blew a tire. Neither of us knew. And it was annoying. We were 15 miles from our destination, but that huge fear that we'd been dealing with in our minds for a couple of years now, it was nothing. And I asked my wife after a couple days later, we took care of the tire, changed it, you know, limped along, found a parking lot, got it changed. And I asked her, what did you, before this happened, what had you had in your mind? What had you expected? The worst. RV laying on its side in a ditch, truck laying on its side in a ditch. You know, you see these pictures of these things, you see these things that maybe could happen. And it was nothing like that. Maybe we're lucky. Yeah, maybe we're lucky. I don't know. But I say this to relate to you. What if we had let that fear of a blown tired, just sideline us as prospective RVers. Never take the chance on this RV lifestyle that we're really digging with our four-year-old. We would have never done it. And I would not be broadcasting to you now from a very cool RV park right on the beach. If I look out my window, there are palm trees swaying in the breeze right now and blue skies, and I'll get out to that beach here in just a little bit. Now, what is fear, though, when it comes to real estate? Because this very thing, I relate the story because it was nothing like we had imagined. It went relatively well. What is fear for you as a potential real estate investor? Now, you've heard the acronym, FEAR, false evidence appearing real. We think we have evidence that this thing is going to happen. For us, we'd seen those pictures of RVs laying on their sides. How had that happened? I don't know. Was it a tire blowout? I don't know. For you, potential real estate investor, maybe it's things you've heard from an acquaintance, maybe an uncle or a relative that tried to become a rental owner, had a rental house, moved out of their house, got married, moved in with the wife, the new wife, kept that other house, rented it out, and had a nightmare. And you've heard that story. Maybe it's other things you've read in some, I don't know, fluff article that lists the top 10 reasons not to invest in real estate. We see those all over the place. More concretely, you might say, hey, what if I can't find a resident? I hear that one quite often, actually. What if there's some calamity, tire blowout in your case, in our case, rental owners? What if it's a fire, a tornado here on Mustang Island, a hurricane? What if the AC goes out in the middle of August? What if I lose money? What if I have to evict somebody? There are all these fears that you have just going through your mind. You've seen this somewhere. You've read this somewhere. And you've built up this fear. False evidence appearing real. Sure, these things might happen to some people. But by and large, if you're doing things a certain way, it's not going to be a problem. But you can let that fear stop you. Again, with our RV, that concern we had about the tire blowout. Why did we have that concern? We have those tires on there that are commonly nicknamed China bombs. Why are they called that? They're from out of the country and they tend to do what ours just did. But for you, the potential real estate investor, all those little fears add up and they stop you. So the question becomes, how do we break down those fears so that you can move forward? I've got some tools for you, four tools that we're going to work through to help you break down those fears and become a successful real estate investor. So stick around.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. askandy@luinc.com. I do answer those personally, and I do enjoy your questions. And I do see some of these very questions that we're going to look at today, which are around fear, common misnomers, misconceptions, I guess, that you may have as it relates to real estate investing. Now, these are things that happen. Eviction happens. You may have a fire. These things happen. But I will tell you that if you're operating correctly, it's a rarity. And if you're mitigating risk, even if they do happen, you have ways to reduce the impact. Now, for us, again, this came home, not in the world of real estate, but as RVers on our trip down here to Port Aransas, Mustang Island near Corpus Christi, 15 miles from our destination, the tire blew. That was that big fear that we had, and it turned out to be nothing. It was an annoyance, an aggravation, if anything. But for you as a potential real estate investor, a lot of your fear, it comes from a lack of simple knowledge. So what I want to work through today is four tools, four aspects, four things you can do to help assuage, help allay those fears so that you can become a successful real estate investor. And a big piece of that, like I said, the fear comes from simple knowledge or lack thereof. So how do you remedy that? Education. And a lot of your fears, and I name some of the common ones I hear. What if I can't find a resident? How do I even make sure I rehab the house right? You have a lot of fears, and a lot of those fears, they're described by the question how. You don't know how to do something. And because you don't know how to do it, it seems unreasonably challenging in your mind, this thing that I may have to do. For me, it was changing an RV tire on the side of the road. Fortunately, we were able to limp into a parking lot. We did not have the proper hydraulic jacks to lift a 8,000-pound RV. We cobbled together our leveling blocks, drove up with the good wheel, jacked up the bad wheel with my truck jack, got it off, got the spare on. We figured it out. Now, you don't have to figure it out by yourself. That's the key thing here. So that how describes processes. It describes skill sets that you can learn, that you can build. But the key here is it's important to learn from the right person or the right people. And it's also important to learn the right things. Now, you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for over 30 years as an education and mentoring group. Let's focus on the education piece because that's the important part for this part of the conversation. You're going to learn the answer to those how questions. You're going to learn some of those processes, some of those skill sets that you need to operate successfully. And when you operate successfully, you mitigate the risks around things like fire. You understand what to do here on the Gulf Coast. We have people that are investing in Corpus Christi, hurricanes, act of God. Not a lot to mitigate in that sense, insurance. There are things you can do that will let you sleep better at night. And it's just simply learning those processes, those things to put into place. Among other things, and I went recently to the 2-day financial freedom seminar in Dallas. This was taught in that market by David Fisher. He teaches also in San Antonio and Houston. We have other educators that are across the nation. We do this nationally now. But these are some of the things we talked about. In day one, we talked about day one of the 2-day. We talked about single family investing, and we talked about those how questions. Setting your investment criteria so you know what you're looking for. How to find a house. He talked about that. We learned about that. I learned about that 9+ years ago when I became a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. How to buy that house. How to do the due diligence. That's part of the risk mitigation to make sure we're not buying a lemon. Same thing I had to do when we were shopping for this very RV. So you learn how to buy that house, how to do the due diligence. What goes into that? Who are you involving? What general contractor, for example, an electrician, potentially a roofer, just a general inspector, all the things you can do that answer that how question, how to renovate that house then. And this ties to one of the other tools you'll want in your toolbox, which comes down simply to go ahead and tip my hand now to using the right model. And we'll get to that, in a little bit. And again, another big question and a big fear that you have is how to find the right resident. What if I can't find one? Well, you're doing something wrong from a marketing perspective. Maybe you've bought in a bad area. Maybe you didn't renovate it right to the market, to what people want to see in that market. These are all things that you can learn. These are all things that we talk about at the 2-day financial freedom seminar. These are all things that we continue to learn about as we go to the educational trainings, the seminars and whatnot that Lifestyles Unlimited puts together on an ongoing basis. I do a lot of those virtually now. I go into the offices sometimes, but during the pandemic, everything was virtual. I did a lot of those from the RV as we were traveling, in fact. And to that question, because I know that's one that's lingering on your mind, how do you find the right resident? How do you make sure that it's the right resident? Well, proper screening. And I guarantee you, if you talk to any successful real estate investor that has been in this business for any length of time, that is the most important thing. You put the right people in there, you will have success at this. It will be very easy. You will not have those headaches that you fear you could have. It comes down to proper due diligence, essentially. You do due diligence at the time you buy the property. Well, do your due diligence before you move somebody in. Things like 3x the rent and gross income. I don't want to put somebody in there that has a tire blowout like I did and suddenly can't afford the rent. So we want to see 3x the rent in terms of gross pre-tax income, ideally from multiple sources, but we can't really discriminate on familial status. If it's a single person, hey, they make 3x the rent, great. maybe a minimum credit score. That's for you to determine, just like you put together selection criteria around what is I want to buy, where, what size house, square footage, room count, three bed, two bath, that sort of thing. You can do the very, and you should do the very same thing when it comes to resident selection criteria. You should publish that so people know before they pay you any application fees what you're looking for. Again, three times the rent, credit score minimums, is that 500? Is that 600? I've seen 700 as a minimum. Now, you're thinning your pool of prospective applicants when you do that, but you'll also get the cream of the crop. Pets, no pets, etc. Stuff for you to figure out. But we talk about those hows, that how to do these various sundry things, how to then do a cash out refi, how to then do that sale tax deferred so that you can keep your capital in your pocket and move it into the next investment house or houses, rental, small multifamily perhaps, or even large. These are things we get into. And again, the how is really easy to answer, and that's going to be through your education. Now, on occasion, you might encounter something that you didn't learn about and you don't know how to handle. If that is your fear, here I have great news again for you. I talked about Lifestyles Unlimited. We've been around. Del Walmsley was the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. He put the group together over 30 years ago as an education and mentoring group. And that's the second tool in your toolbox, is a mentor. Whether you do that with Lifestyles Unlimited or you're somewhere else, find somebody that has had success in this business. Somebody that when you do encounter that problem, that difficulty, that thing you don't know how to handle, you can go to them and ask your question. So let's finish talking about a mentor and what we have at Lifestyles Limit. Holy cow, we have some really great mentors. I met a couple this past weekend at the Financial Freedom Seminar. So hey, stick around.
Del Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I'm happy to say this real estate investor is coming to you not quite, but practically from the beach. I'm at an RV park on Mustang Island near Corpus Christi on the Texas Gulf Coast. A couple more segments. I'll be pulling on my swimsuit and hoofing it down to the boardwalk, get to that beach, get in that water. It's a little chilly. We went a couple days ago. It is a little chilly, but hey, my four-year-old, he has zero fear. He has no fear. So I can tell you, he's in the water right now. My wife probably standing at a good distance. So we are in an RV park. Here's someone firing up their truck right now. Great, great place to be. And I'm glad we got here. As I mentioned, if you missed the earlier part of the show, we had our first blowout on a tire. Going good 65 miles an hour across the causeway near Corpus. Just a two-lane narrow road. Boom. Actually, didn't make a boom at all. Maybe it did. I didn't hear it. It was rather uneventful. Contrary to everything that my wife and I had feared. Now, we didn't let the fear get so big as to keep us out of the game as RVers altogether, right? We kept things in check, and we put some things into place. I'll talk about that a little later, especially with respect to real estate, that let us travel at ease. And now that we've had that experience, it was nothing. Now, you as a potential real estate investor, I know what's going through your head. And I know because I was in that place where you are now, 9.5, 10 years ago, listening to this very radio show, talking with my wife and saying, it sounds a little daunting to me. I bought a house. We were actually living in an apartment at the time and bought a personal house, sold a personal house once upon a time. That was the extent of our real estate knowledge, our investing knowledge. That's not even investing. If you've heard us talk about your personal house before, that's a bit of a misnomer as well. But we listened to the show for a long time. We finally bucked up. We went to the free workshop, and you can check out the free workshop as well if you want to learn more. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a button there to register for the free workshop. That's online. It's about an hour and a half of your time. So you can learn more about single family investing as well as apartment investing, why we do it, the five ways that we make money, which are really beneficial to you. Again, in the face of the inflation that we're seeing right now, last month, 6.2%, record highest we've seen in 30 plus years. It's a really good opportunity now for you to get out there and create passive income. And David Fisher, this was at the two-day financial freedom seminar I went to, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, he talked about when he joined, they were seeing on average about $200 a month cash flow on a single family house. Well, that's increased. Why? Because our rents have continued to go up and up and up. Yes, values and property taxes have as well, but that rent growth has been just phenomenal. And we're seeing bigger spreads. So now we see typically on average more like $400 here in Texas. And a lot of the case studies I've seen recently, they're taking down houses and cash flowing $500 or more. So there's a really good opportunity there for you to add some passive income to your bottom line. But and here's the but. Like my wife and I 10 plus years ago, you're scared, you're nervous, you have these fears. You talk to somebody that's done it before and failed. Is that somebody that you should learn from? They failed at what it is you want to do. No, it's not who you want to talk to. You want to talk to somebody that's had success. Del Walmsley, 30 plus years of doing this. That is why Lifestyles Unlimited has been around as long as it has. Because it is a successful model. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Because they educate you well. Because as an investor, you keep coming back because you see success. And some of those investors keep coming back and they become what we call mentors. So I mentioned Lifestyles Unlimited. We do education. We do mentoring. And when it comes to a mentor, you want somebody that has had success, not somebody that has failed, not that uncle that tried, that dabbled, that didn't do well, that had to sell, maybe made a loss. Now you think you're going to make a loss. You won't make a loss if you follow the right model and talk to the right people. For me as an RVer, going back to our story, you know, we didn't have the proper jacks to lift the RV. You know, but we did have a what I might call a mentor, roadside assistance. Now, we wound up not calling them. We figured it out. We said, hey, let's just take care of this real quick. I think we can do this. We did it just fine. If we needed it, that would be our mentor, so to speak, in this case, somebody that we would call for help. Well, when you invest, you want to have somebody that you can call for help. And we have mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited, both on the single family side. These are people that have done, like myself, I'm not a mentor, but I've done a lot of single family. We have mentors that have done a lot of single family investing. They know the single family house inside and out, and they can help you. We have those in Dallas. We have those in Central Texas, in Houston. We have those at the national level that can help you as well. And not just for single family. If you want to become a multifamily investor, I mentioned some of the investors here in Corpus, Cliff and Kathy. I love talking to these guys. They started out buying an IRO, independent rental owner, small multifamily, 8-unit. Now they are lead investors. And in both cases, they have leaned very heavily on their mentors. They really tapped those mentors to help them through the process. Hey, here's something new. Or what do you think of this? Hey, can you review my numbers? Very, very helpful to have somebody like that on your team. They have experience. You will gain experience over time, but you don't have it right now. You can get the education. It's very easy. That answers a lot of those how questions. How do I do this? Maybe why, maybe where, maybe what, maybe when, building those skill sets. But over time, you're going to build that experience as well. And you'll feel comfortable. You'll start to use those mentors less and less. But at the beginning, it's very, very good to have somebody to lean on. I can remember very first house we bought, we joined as members in March of 2012. It took us until August to overcome some of those mental hurdles that we had. Some people join and they've closed on their first house within 30 days. Chris Wyatt, one of our single family mentors in the Dallas office, he's an example of that. Now we joined and we still had those fears. We still had to overcome some of those hurdles in our own head. But by August, we had closed on our first house. But my wife, she drove by the house. Been a heavy storm the day before. A few shingles had blown off. Again, I told you we were renting at the time. We'd been homeowners once, years before. Had no idea what that means. She was literally at the closing table getting cold feet. I was not there with her, fortunately, because I would have had cold feet too, but she was getting the cold feet. She called me. I said, call our mentor. Talk to Lynn. She did that. Lynn talked her down. Calm down. Based on what you're telling me, this is probably what it'll cost to repair a couple of shingles. It's not the end of the world. We closed on that house, and it has just been an ATM, a cash machine for us over the years. Rent, cash out, refi, you name it. Going up, appreciating like mad. Just really good numbers. So I'm really glad that we had that mentor in place to talk us down, to warm up those cold feet and make sure we got it done. Because once we got that one done, we got another one under contract less than a month later, and boom, 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 boom. But it takes a little push, a little nudge sometime, and that's what a mentor can do for you. They're not going to do it for you. Understand that. They're not going to do it for you. Unlike the roadside assistants in my example, they're going to come out and do it for me. The mentor will not, but they will give you guidance. They will give you guidance. So two of the tools that you can have in your toolbox to help you overcome fear so that you can become a successful real estate investor, very, very important, is education. The more fear you have, the more educated you're probably going to want to be. That's going to wipe a lot of those fears away. Occasional things going to pop out. Number two toolbox in your toolbox is that mentor, somebody to lean on for that something that occurs that you don't know how to handle. Number three, having a good model, having the right model. And I would tell you here, what is the right model, Andy? Well, I've told you already a couple times, Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for over 30 years. The model that we apply for both single family and multifamily communities, it's tried and true. 30 plus years and going strong. I'm just going to name a couple of rules that we live by. Number one, Dell's three rules to investing. There are three rules. Number one, never lose money. Number two, the deal needs to cash flow. It has to cash flow. And finally, number three, you can't get rich slow. To unpack those just quickly, never lose money. It means buy right. We're buying such that we have equity in that investment, house or apartments, from the outset. Number two, must have cash flow. That's what we want right now, again, in the face of inflation. And number three, you can't get rich slow. Don't sit on those things forever. Turn those properties over as you gain that equity through appreciation and equity buildup through your residence, paying down that mortgage. Turn those over every 3 to 5 years. That will save you on some maintenance stuff that could come up later. You're not going to have an issue with that now. We'll talk about that here in just a minute, so stick around.
It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Here's Dell Wamsley.
Four different times in my life, a truck hit me. I fell down. They thought I was dead. They took me to the hospital. They took all the pieces, taped them back on again, and threw me back out there. And I go, wow, okay, I'm back again. And then, boom, another truck hit me. I've had staph. I've had cancer. I almost died of a ruptured appendix. You name it, I've had it go wrong with me. Terrible diabetes, all kinds of structural, physical injuries. This all started happening right when I turned 50. And from 50 to 60, this 10 years has just been murder. I can't imagine what 60 to 70 will be like if I even survive. But to have gone through this and to say, wow, I'm so happy to say that in age 27, 28, 29, I decided that I better get something going. And so 2.5 years after I started investing in real estate, at 34 years of age, I was able to retire.
The Lifestyles Investor Show will be right back. Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, I can't even say my own name. I'm getting that excited about having a blowout on my RV that didn't kill us. So anyhow, I'm your host, Andy Webb. And if you do have questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Askandy@luinc.com. I am excited. You know, I'm always excited to get on the show and talk with you. And I hope I can get across to you some of the benefits of real estate, why we do what we do, why you should dive in, and how you should dive in, where that you should find somebody that can guide you. It's very tempting to do this all by yourself, to be a lone wolf. There's no way you'll ever do it all by yourself. You have to have a team around you, but it's extremely helpful to have somebody that can educate you and then mentor you as things come up. Those are the two of the four tools in your toolbox to help you overcome that fear that could hold you back forever. Don't let it do that. And we're talking about the third one, which is having the right model. If you have the right model, a model that is tried and true, you know how to, we're talking about a process here, essentially. You circumvent that fear. It's no longer something you think about. And to the question of the right model, what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been doing for 30 plus years. Again, it's tried and true. And then I mentioned ahead of the break, Dell's 3 Rules to Investing. We've done shows where we get more into that. So you can find those if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. There's a podcast button. Very good to think about that and apply those. The deal has to cash flow is extremely important. I know we have our listeners. When I'm broadcasting primarily here in Texas, we've got folks listening to the podcast out on the coast. You will run into that problem where you have a high cost market. Rents don't keep up. You may not cash flow. You may invest as a speculator waiting for that appreciation. Don't do that. Rule number two, the deal needs to cash flow. We enjoy the equity buildup. We enjoy the appreciation. Don't get me wrong. I was actually just recomping, reevaluating, as I like to do from year to year, my portfolio. I've been doing that since we have some downtime here at night in the RV, and boy, they are just popping. 10-20% appreciation in 1 year. It is crazy. So we are enjoying that, but it has to cash flow. Another thing, another motto, another rule that we like to follow is best product, best price. This is part of the model. And essentially, when we say best product, we mean going into that. Let's talk about a house, going into a house that needs work and fixing everything that's broken or anything that could break in the next 3 to 5 years up front. Fix it now. Roll the cost of those repairs into the loan. And that's going to save you those headaches that you potentially fear as well. Tenants, taxes, and toilets. I don't want calls from my tenants at midnight because their toilet's clogged up. If you've put in new piping, new sewer lines if you need to because it's a 50s build and it's got the old cast iron that is sloughing off and it's got the bellies and maybe it's cracked in places. You go in and you replace it. Sounds expensive. Well, if you're buying right, see Dell's first rule, never lose money. Buy at a discount so that you can factor in those repairs, you're going to get all this taken care of. Here again with our RV story, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. We pushed our luck. We knew that the tires could go. Like I mentioned earlier, they're known as China bombs. They're manufactured overseas, and they tend to have a very short shelf life. Somehow we made it to the East Coast and back, and it was in my plan. It was on my agenda to replace those, to get a new set made here in the U.S. Supply side issues shot us down. We could not find those tires anywhere in or around DFW. And, well, we paid the price. Preventative maintenance in this case. Now, we did preventative maintenance, proper checking the tire pressure before each trip, checking lug nut torque. I have a torque wrench, right? Regular maintenance and that sort of thing, but we still got bitten. For you, the real estate investor, that preventative maintenance can be key as well. And it starts when you buy. Best product, best price, going in and fixing up all that stuff. And I see when investors do that and they truly fix everything they should, they don't have any of those headaches that you fear. And then ongoing, because you're going to hold this for maybe 3-5 years, do preventative maintenance. Again, best product, best price. That includes going out seasonally. You've already fixed everything up front, but keep an eye, for example, on those trees, gutters, foundation. You should have it in your lease that the resident is required to water your slab. If it's a slab foundation from, say, April to October, 3 times a week, you know, that sort of thing, make sure they're doing that. And then send out your AC guy or AC team, HVAC, to service that unit in the spring and in the fall. I've already reached out to my HVAC guy and said, hey, here's the list of residents. Here's their contact information. We had a few turnovers this year. Here's the new ones. Please go take care of that. He said, okay, we got it. We'll get your furnaces serviced. That sort of thing will keep you running smoothly as well. That will help you mitigate risk. But you can do other things to mitigate risk. In our case, tire checks, torque wrench, you know, that sort of thing. Making sure the lugs are good, proper roadside coverage, slowing down in high winds, maybe stopping. For you, you could do other things to mitigate risk. Again, we talked about tenant selection, resident selection criteria. Make sure you're putting the best people in there. That goes back to that best product listed at the best price. You will get the best people, but you do need to do your due diligence. But do you mitigate that risk in other ways? Again, I'm here on Mustang Island, Corpus Christi. We have investors that are investing in single family and multifamily right here in Corpus. What happens in Corpus? We get the occasional hurricane. In fact, I was talking with my wife on the way down. She's from Corpus. I said, are we out of hurricane season yet? She said, no, not quite yet. I thought, okay, what is my plan to mitigate that risk? I guess I'm embedded for now through Thanksgiving. But what do people do here? Well, they put insurance in place. If something happens, they're covered. And we did have an investor that took down an apartment complex right ahead of Harvey. He got hit. He had insurance, took care of it. Another investor I know up in Indiana got hit by a tornado. Took out one of their buildings. Insurance covered it. They got the repairs done. Again, just like me with the RV blowout, it's a bit of an annoyance, but we take care of the business. We mitigate the risk. And we have proper insurance coverage, by the way. And I'm not going to go into the details here, actual cash value versus replacement cost. There is a route you want to go. We do get into that, by the way, at the two-day financial freedom seminar. So we've talked about three of the four tools in your toolbox to help you overcome that fear. It's that education, getting educated, properly educated from the right people that know what they're doing, having a mentor to lean on when that fear starts to ease back into your head despite the education, and then following the right model, a model that you can always apply and apply consistently, a model that has seen success like the Lifestyles model has for over 30 years. And finally, number four, I would say surrounding yourself by the right people with the right peer group, people that are doing what you want to do. Now, we have the mentors, but here I'm just talking about other investors, people that have gone a little bit farther down the path where you want to go. And again, to relate this back to our RV story, you know, we're in a what's called a Transcend Explorer 265 BH. BH stands for the bunkhouse behind me here. Turns out to be the best-selling floor plan, little did we know, but we're in some groups, forums online, Facebook groups. You can go to rallies with other owners and you talk with them. And hey, you know, how are your tires? Did you change them? What did you put on? We've had these conversations. Again, we're just a little bit slow getting it done, unfortunately, and we got bitten because of that. Don't put it off, whether it's our home maintenance or otherwise, but we're in those groups. We've surrounded ourselves with those people that we want to learn from that have been maybe doing this for here at the RV park. People are so friendly here. Walking around with my son on his little bike with training wheels, everyone wants to stop and talk to you. Hey, little guy, they love the kid. I'll ask him, what are you driving? What are you pulling? Same thing applies to you as a prospective real estate investor. You want to surround yourself with people that are doing what you're doing so that you can compare notes with them on what? Contractors, who are you using now? We have our vendor hub at Lifestyles Unlimited. Hey, which of those guys have you tried? Materials, what are you doing for your finish out now? Is it still brushed nickel or are you still doing the gray tones? What color door? David Fisher will tell you about his door. Geographical locations, perhaps. What areas of town are you? If you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, where do you go? Where don't you go? If you're new, you want to know that. What kind of product are you putting together? Are you okay with a carport? Are you okay with a garage conversion? They'll tell you what their experience has been. And if you're into multifamily, you want to become a passive investor where you're just contributing money, there's a syndicator, what we call a lead investor at Lifestyles Limited, that's putting the deal together. Who are those good lead investors? You want to talk to people to learn this very stuff. They're going to give you what you want to know. And bigger picture, I think a bigger, more very important item as well is you'll keep that inspiration going. You'll keep that inspiration going by talking to these people and hearing about their success. That's why I love to go to the case studies. Lifestyles Unlimited hosts monthly case studies. You can email me to learn more, askandy@luinc.com, or follow us on Facebook. We broadcast those there. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Those are shown there as well. But the case studies are where members present single family or multifamily investments that they've put together, show us the numbers, tell us about their success. And I always, always come away from those feeling inspired. Because here we see real people, real results. They're getting things done. And it's good to go to those case studies, by the way, in person to stay in touch with that very network that we talked about, those people that you want to surround yourself with. So again, we, just an RV roundup, we just survived our first major calamity after 8,300 miles, tire went out. You know, it was not anywhere near as bad as either my wife or I had feared. It was, again, an annoyance at best. Could it have been worse? I suppose. But at this point, we're feeling great. We've got an appointment booked here at an area tire shop that's got those tires that we couldn't find in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're going to have those put on Friday. And now we have that experience. Not one I wanted, but we can be more at ease now. And you can be, too, with the four tools I talked about to help you beat fear: education, mentorship, the right model, and the right network.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
Everybody and their brother's an expert. Just ask them. And I feel the same way about real estate gurus. I mean, first of all, about 70% of all the real estate gurus out there right now are members of Lifestyles Unlimited or have been. And they're derivatives of our product. Okay, fine. You know, what is the greatest compliment? You know, somebody copying your stuff. All right, so good, fine. No big deal. But what is the reality of whether or not they're really smart, really gurus? They really know what they're talking about. And in almost every case, the reason they're out there and not within what we do is because they didn't want to make their living doing real estate. They wanted to make their living teaching real estate instead of doing real estate, or they wanted to make money in real estate by basically ripping people off. In other words, they wouldn't follow the rules to keep the people invested in the deals safe.
Thank you for listening. My name is Andy Webb. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.